While we're not able to give you all of the details right now as to exactly what happened, we're still looking into it ourselves and trying to make sense of it all. We do know that, you know, Malik is trying his very, very best to figure out some very difficult things at this time. We know that it was by no means something that he would ever want to do. It wasn't something that he had ever been raised to do, to ever in any way attempt to harm even a fly. But where we are right now, the family is just asking, please, for all of the respect and privacy that you can give to us. We would like to make sure that we take all the time we can to help Malik in every way humanly possible, just to make sure that he is able to, you know, get himself back to the right, you know, mental state where he's able to be the kind, caring, compassionate, loving kid that we all have known and loved for our whole lives.
What's his condition right now?
We're not able to say at this time.
How do you spell his name?
M-A-L-I-K. Are there any other questions?
How are you connected to the family again?
So it's my stepsister is Kim Koval, which is his mother.
What's his last name?
Koval, K-O-V-A-L.
Was there a child in the car as well? Was that their child?
That's not something that we're able to talk about right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
How old is Malik? Where's he from?
He's from Falmouth. Obviously, the section that's walked out over here would be his house. This is, you know, where he was raised.
Is anything unsure about what happened that led to this?
We do know that, you know, Malik has been trying to sort out, you know, several different things mentally. He's been trying to, you know, get himself well. But we know that, you know, at this time there are just a couple things that we're still trying to piece together at this point.
Does he have any criminal record at all or anything like that? Or
so we're not going to speak too much about his past, but we do know that, you know, right now he's trying to do the absolute best that he can to be the best human being that he is. And unfortunately, tonight things went in a direction that none of us ever anticipated. But he's a wonderful, wonderful boy. Really and truly, he's been a loving and caring kid. And this particular situation is something that none of us really saw coming.